to be here again today. You know, woke up this morning and I saw little flakes of white, and I wasn't so sure. Isn't this spring? I just wrote an article for the paper. It came out last week, and I talked about all this amazing spring that we were having, and it's gone. We are just coming to a close of our series on James and practical faith. And so today is our second last Sunday in this series. And, you know, it's been interesting. Pastor Matt last week, he spoke on it, and we go through this and we go, wow, 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 all the way through this amazing letter from Jesus' brother. And we come to these chunks of scripture that are, they're mountains to climb. They're mountains to think even about and to actually preach through can be quite a challenge. Pastor Matt did a fantastic job last week talking a little bit about suffering. And then we entered our week to come to a week of when we see the turn the news on, we've got suffering all over the place. And it's so hard sometimes to turn on the news and to watch it. Because it's nice to be able to just, you know, enjoy our nice little problems that we've got right here, right? I mean, problems that really don't amount to much. In our neighborhood, our struggles, you know, that kid was driving too fast on his bike. Or, you know, it's snowing. Oh, the suffering. And so we come today to this second last message on practical faith. And I wanted to remind us just a couple things. First, about faith. And I'm going to try and do this again here. And we'll see if this works. So first, about faith. And remind us of this really simple definition of faith that we actually find in God's Word. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1 is, I think, the best definition of faith in the world. Better than any dictionary that we can find. Really simple, it says... You're just going to have to... It's not...
Clicking.
It really says, faith is... being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. And the very first part of faith for me is to stop and remember that day for me when I realized that God is real. I don't know if you've had one of those experiences in your life when you came to that place and discovered that God is real. But I remember the day, I remember the moment that I came to that complete conscious understanding that God is real. And it changed this whole definition for me, because I came to the place of being sure that God really is. And then, what I hope for, I hope that God has got something good in store for my life. Because at the moment when I came to that realization, I was a messed up little teenager. And I needed some hope, I needed some help. And then to learn, even as I stepped into a relationship with God, that I could trust Him, that I could put my trust and my hope actually in Him. And so I came to that place of really believing that God existed, but I also at that same moment had to realize, I had to figure out, how am I going to do this? Am I actually going to follow? Okay, if He's real, am I going to follow Him, or am I just going to keep going my own way? And so this idea of faith for me was really important, and for every single one of us it matters. So when we're talking about practical faith, we have to start at that place. Do I have faith? I have faith. Where is my faith? Because then, after we believe that God is real, what if we have faith that He has got something better for us? Then we can step into that faith. And so practical, when we come back and just give a simple definition of practical, I love this one. Practical is of or concerned with the actual doing or use of something rather than with theory and ideas. And Nike said it best, right? Just do it. And so sometimes when we talk about practical faith, it's great to be able to walk through this letter and see, here are some really practical things that we can do. You know what? I learn about it and then I step into it. And I learn about some more and I step into it. And guess what happens? We grow. We grow in our faith, we grow in our understanding, and we actually have more confidence then that God is able. He's always been able, but it's our faith that has to grow in order to trust Him with all that we have. So this is what we are have been talking, trying to unpack some of this stuff about practical faith. So today's scripture, we come, and you know, when I started reading this a couple of weeks ago, I thought, wow, I get to do this passage. This is so cool. I love this passage. And then when I started studying it, you got probably 20 or 25 sermons right here in this small passage of scripture. But I want us to go here today and to talk about this specific aspect of faith and of practical faith. And it's that word, prayer. All the way through our scripture reading, you heard about it. And in the songs, you heard about it. You know, I love that last hymn that we just sang. Well, I like both of the hymns because those, when I first started to go to church after I came to that discovery, it was Moose Jaw Alliance Church, and they didn't sing any of the cool songs we sang here today. Now, they sang cool songs, but we're talking all the old hymns. The youth pastor just about got fired for bringing his guitar on stage. Not even joking. But we sang these songs, and I remember learning these songs. I remember learning and singing these songs, and for me, learning about how to pray, I learned a lot from that song. Today's scripture in James is focused on this one practical issue, practical faith issue, prayer. If you've got a Bible with you, maybe you've got an electronic Bible, I want you to just open it. I want you to look at it for a minute. James chapter 5. And go from verse 13 and verse 18, and you're going to need a partner. So if you're not close to somebody, you're going to have to find somebody to slide over or something. Because I want you to just do some work for a second with me, okay? So open your Bible to James chapter 5, verse 13 to 18. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to count how many times in that short passage you see the word prayer. Prayer, or prayed. Count them. Give you a minute or two. Do that together with your partner. Okay, just about there. 13 to 18. Chapter 5, James chapter 5. James chapter 5, verse 13 to 18. It's probably printed out in the bulletin, too. Okay? Having fun finding that? Do you see it more than once? How many times do you see? Seven. Some people say five. I heard six up here. Eight. Oh, you caught me. See, seven times is the word either prayer, or prayed, but eight, if you recognize that praise is a derivative of the word prayer. Okay, so in one short little passage, what does that tell us? Really simple. Anytime in the scripture where you see a word repeated at, like 3 to 4 times, pay attention. Maybe 7 to 8 times? Hey, maybe we should really pay attention. Here is, I think, one of the best teachings on prayer in all of scripture. I love Philippians chapter